You're listening to the Psycho Lesbian Podcast. Insane. Crazy.
Psycho. Psycho. Psycho.
I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I'm out and proud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, let's shout it out loud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, just sing it with me. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I like pussy. Hello, my name is Lizzie. I'm a lesbian. Coming out was such a big deal, and now I don't know what all the fuss is about. I mean, everyone's a lesbian these days. Some of my best friends are lesbians. My straight girlfriends are lesbians too, but they're just silly. I'll never understand why they prefer to suck dick. Blah! And the people who think it's wrong or strange, well, they're just stupid. Like the people who wonder what lesbians do in bed. Stupid. Or the people who tell me I just haven't met the right man. They're stupid too. What part of lesbian don't you understand? Some people make fun of lesbians and call them names like Muff Muncher. Personally, I think the names are quite funny. Muff Muncher. I am a Muff Muncher. I'm a Muff Muncher. I'm a big, butch, pussy-crunching, muff-munching muncher. And I'm proud. I hope my mum and dad aren't watching this.
You are listening to episode 3 of the Psycho Lesbian Podcast. And in this episode, we are discussing women who are not out of the closet. Two different kind of women that you will hear in the following conversation.
Right, so we are going to discuss lesbians who are not out. And I think there's two different kind of lesbians who are not out. I think there's your lesbian who is still sleeping with men and denies adamantly that she's not a lesbian, even though she plays softball, wears cargo shorts, has short hair, and rides horses. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But she still sleeps with men.
What does riding horses have to do with anything?
I think lesbians ride horses. Kind of like they play softball.
Well, that's kind of weird if you think about it.
Or the two women that I know that have ridden horses have been lesbians.
I think straight girls can ride horses, though.
I think straight girls ride horses on a regular basis.
Okay, well, riding horses isn't about being out or not, and that's not part of this podcast.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, I'm giving an example. An example. An example. An example.
Okay.
So anyways, we're going to talk about the first type of lesbian, the one that is not even out. And this isn't going to take very long at all. And the reason why it's not going to take long at all is because most of us lesbians do not have much interaction with these women, because if they see us coming,
they run. But you have to go to softball. Oh no, that's the other woman.
Yeah, but I think there's straight women that play softball too. There definitely is, because we have straight people that play on our softball team.
Yeah, but that's questionable.
They have kids.
So?
They're happily married. Oh well, that one, she doesn't count.
But there was that one girl.
Yeah, she doesn't count. We're not going to talk about her.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about the ones that are never, ever out. And obviously are huge lesbos.
How could you imagine living like that?
I know, it's got to be sad.
It would eat me up inside. It's like living a lie every single day. I can't... Every morning, noon, and night, lies, 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 lies. It's so... I can't imagine depriving myself of happiness for the simple sake of society frowns upon it. Frown upon my ass.
You must also know that this is coming from two lesbians who are completely out. I've always been out. I've been, well, not always, but mostly always. And Randy's completely out to her family, her work, all the above. So we are completely out lesbians looking into these worlds that we don't quite understand. Kind of like a straight person would be talking about lesbians and gays. Only We're doing it to our own community. Because we're fucking assholes.
No, we're not.
So these women are obviously not out, and my whole analogy on these women is, if they don't want to be out, I don't want to make presumptions about them. So that's, I mean, we all know they exist. We all know they come out when they're like 50 years old, and whatever the case may be, they're there. They exist. But as a lesbian and as a woman who's out, I don't think it's nice to presume that someone's gay without them saying it. I think it's rude.
Well,
it's
yeah.
kind of like people presuming that I'm straight. That annoys the piss fire out of me.
Piss fire? That's no allergy.
Yeah, it's like when you have...
I understand.
You know, a urinary tract infection and you have to pee, piss fire.
Yeah.
So I feel it's wrong to, like, presume that those completely closeted women are gay. I don't think it's fair to point a finger at them.
Okay, but you do anyway.
Yeah, privately. It's not like I would walk up to them and say, fucking
you're gay!
Come out of the fucking closet, bitch!
Right, grab them by their short hair. Grab them by their mullet.
Yeah.
Yank them back.
Oh my god. Some of the women in the South with their mullets.
You know what? All due respect to anybody who's living in the South listening to it, but I've seen some very, very dykey women in the South. We just got back from a vacation in the South. We went to Florida and we drove down. Man, I'm a northern girl
I thought that we were in the Isles of Lesbos.
Yeah, like I've really
every
thought.
Every woman looks like a lesbian.
Yes, definitely.
They either look like a lesbian or a drag queen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's your choices.
Yeah.
Down South.
A good drag queen, too.
So I know how hard it is to figure out who you're able to fuck down south, because you can't really tell the difference.
Well, you know real quick when they beat you over the head.
Or their husband does.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to move on to talking about the women with one foot out the door, because talking about the ones that are in the closet are just boring. Boring. What's boing? I said boing.
You're so silly.
Boring. It's boring.
Boring.
I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I'm out and proud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, let's shout it out loud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, just sing it with me. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I like pussy. Hello. In case you need reminding, I'm a lesbian. You can call me a lesbo or a dyke if you like. I don't mind. Or a muff muncher. Hehe. There's even a definition for coming out. The process by which a lesbian person acknowledges her sexual identity to herself and then proceeds to tell others about it. They make it sound so simple. Mum, Dad, I have acknowledged my sexual identity to myself and now I want to tell you that I'm a muff muncher! It wouldn't go down very well. Mind you, I suppose nothing goes down very well. Except me and someone else's daughter.
So we're going to talk about women who have one foot out of the closet and one foot left inside the closet, pretending that they're
closet,
straight.
You say closet, funny.
Why?
You say closet.
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 I How
say
do you say it?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me think about it. I'm going to the closet. It's a claw. Closet. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Who gives a shit? It's a place.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too. It's
okay.
Just a place where people hide.
Yeah, they do. There's monsters in the closet.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
So these women, they have one foot in the closet and one foot out of the closet. And I dated one. Personally, it is absolutely horrendous. It's like, it's a complete mind fuck. It really is.
Yeah, the whole be out.
As the GF of somebody who is half closeted, it's a complete mindfuck.
I can see how that could happen.
Because you don't know what to, like, when you call their work and you're just calling to say, hey, or what are we going to do later?
Or when you're introduced.
And it's annoying, too, because...
Or when you're trying to introduce.
Because when I was dating her, I thought to myself, Like, you're about to call her work, and everyone there thinks that you're her bestie. And that just annoyed me.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because I wasn't her bestie. It wasn't like we were friends, but it's not like that's all it was.
Oh, yeah, I get irritated being introduced as a friend. I have friends. This is my partner. It's a whole different relationship. It's a whole different level. People respect it. I can see where you're coming from. I get really frustrated with that. I really do. Who wants to be just a friend? It makes me wonder, like at that party, that one the 4th of July barbecue we went to. I wanted to introduce all the straight couple as this is Julie and her friend Ryan instead of Julie and her husband Ryan.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I really, really want to start introducing some of my straight friends and their significant others as their friend.
But
see how they like it,
This was our vacation down south, and I think that...
Yeah.
I think that... Part of the reason was, like, many people are closeted down south, so they didn't know what we wanted to let loose or not. You know what I mean? So,
seriously?
Yeah, well, I know. I'm a big fat dyke. But
I know. Like, you could see Europe
I'm not
coming
fat.
A mile away.
Well, I'm cutting that part out. I'm not fat. I'm just moderately plump. I'm not fat. I'm just moderately plump. I'm not fat, I'm just moderately plump. You've been feeding me too much.
So what if I like to cook? So what if I cook and you eat it and you like it? You like it. You love when I cook. I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, so I'm excusing the Southern people for calling us and introducing us as friends. But your mom's introduced us as friends too.
I know. People, I don't even think people really even, they even know what to, they don't, I don't think they know what to say. At least some people, like my dad's wife, my stepmom, she asked, you know, well, how do you want me to introduce you to everybody? Or, no, she introduced us as girlfriends, and she asked us later on in the night, you know, I want to apologize, but was that the appropriate way to introduce you guys? And, you know, of course, we were like, yeah, it doesn't matter, partner, girlfriend, as long as it's not a friend. As long as it's not friend, it doesn't work.
What do you say? This is Randy's sexual partner / GF /...
Life partner. Like,
life partner.
Just sounds so
partner
silly to
sounds
me.
So like business.
Yeah.
I don't really like... We're getting off on a tangent. This is a different conversation.
This is the whole point of a podcast.
Tangent?
No, so you can just goddamn talk. Jesus Christ, you want me to do the podcast, and then you tell me that I'm not allowed to rant and rave? That's what I do. And I go off.
God doesn't need a dam. He can walk on water, Randy. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Hey, everybody. I've got something to say. If you open your eyes, you'll see that half the world is gay. The lesbians are coming, so you better be prepared. But there's no reason to worry and no reason to be scared. 'Cause we're really very harmless, we're not frightening at all. We're just like other women, but we don't like cock and balls. There are lesbians everywhere. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, thin ones, some with spiky hair. We're butch and we're femme, and we look like Eminem. And when we find your sister, we will probably try to fist her. Hello. Everybody knows that I'm as gay as George Michael in a public toilet. But there's a lot more to being a lesbian than just knowing how to give good cunny. It's a process. The first stage is admitting to yourself that you're a lesbian. You have these thoughts going round and round in your head. Shit, I think I'm a lesbian. Oh, shit, I am a lesbian. I think I'll just call myself a lady, actually. To get to the next stage, I have to keep reminding myself that my best straight girlfriend never has a problem telling me how much she likes sucking on a big fat penis. I think I like licking vaginas. Shit, I like licking vaginas. I actually lick vaginas. I'm a vagina licker. I love licking vaginas. Oh yeah, give me that vagina. No wonder so many lesbians find it difficult to come out.
They're annoying because because you want to have like gay jokes with them and everything, and then
they
like
they don't get it because they're
not part of it. They've cut themselves off, and then you don't want to out them by being like and give them like the whole like the gay nod, like or the gay smile, the fellowship of the gayhood.
I hated it. Like, I couldn't stand it. We would go to parties for her work afterwards, or, like, they were having a party for her work, and I was her friend. It was so annoying, and her boss would ask about dudes.
Oh,
like, are you
God,
gay?
I would have been like, excuse
and
me
I'm like,
I go vomit in my mouth a little.
I was like, yeah, she's fucking dating dudes. She's fucking dating this dude right here. You want to see my fucking strap-on? It's bigger than your dick, and then slap him in the face with it.
At this point, I was thinking to myself, I should take this part out, because I was thinking it was a little too aggressive. Slapping a dude in the face with the dick might piss him off. And in fact, it offends me a little bit saying it out loud, although I think it all the time. But I was thinking, I'm not taking it out, because who am I offending? Who am I offending? Seriously. Nobody. Except myself. A little. So get offended, and I'll slap my dick in your face.
I'd rather be gay than straight any day. Things are too normal.
I'd rather be opened.
Absolutely.
Like, after everything that I've been through, and the repercussions of being gay for myself, I still wouldn't choose to be straight. There's no fucking way.
No.
There's no way.
And I was straight for a long... I lived a straight life for a long time, and now being on the other side of it... The outside. I literally, the outside. I don't know how I did it for so long. I don't know how I dealt with men and the way that they think and that. And I wondered,
Well, you did that 1 foot out of the closet, 1 foot in.
You're damn skippy, I did. But eventually, you have to take that plunge. If you want to be honest with yourself, you have to take that plunge. You have to come out.
I think you did it
otherwise
less.
Otherwise, you're lying to yourself.
I think you did it less for societal roles and more because you just didn't have opportunity.
Maybe. I never really thought about it. I just did my own thing and never really thought about, like, clarifying that at that moment, swinging both ways. I struggled, I wanted to be at least bi or something. I wanted to keep 1 foot in the straight door versus 1 foot in the gay door. I wanted to be gay but have a little foot in the straight door. But when it's all said and done, when it comes down to it, that would have been a lie.
Gaydar sounds like gaydar.
I know. I always had gaydar. You know when you're gay and when you're straight, and it just seems silly to lie to yourself like that and say that you're straight when you know. And your partner or your girlfriend at the time also knows that you're gay. And you can't expect a relationship to survive that as well.
It's a level of deception for the 1 foot in.
For both.
For 1 foot in, 1 foot out girl, it's a level of deception. And for me, as somebody who was a probable partner of that person, I thought to myself, there's no way, because there's a level of deception here. And her levels of deception went way beyond that. I mean, she was a cheater. She was all these things. So, I mean... It doesn't stop there. At least in my situation, it didn't stop there.
Yep.
If you're willing to lie about who you are to people who are close to you,
then you'll lie about who we
then
are.
You'll lie about anything.
Yeah.
Hello. It has come to my attention that October the 11th is National Coming Out Day. National Coming Out Day? Isn't everyone out yet? Come on, what are you waiting for? National Coming Out Day? Anyway, I'd like to dedicate this next song to all you people still in the closet. Come out, wherever you are. I am a lesbian, and I like to have a joke. I love to watch the L Word, and I love Queer as Folk. If you want to tell your people that you're lesbian or gay, then I am here to tell you that there is a special day. It's a perfect day to come out, and a day to be so proud. On October the 11th, you can shout it out aloud that you're here, you're queer, you take it up the rear. I'm here, I'm queer, I'm a pussy engineer. 'Cause I am a lesbian, and I like to have some fun. I'll sleep with your daughter, but never with your son. So accept me as I am, 'cause I don't give a damn about those people who think that I should see a shrink. Who are they to decide that I can't go to gay pride? See, I was born this way, and so gay I'm gonna stay, because there is no way to fix it. I just love the way she licks it. Now, if I could just get her to lick it a bit more often.
I hope one day they see the light.
It's gotta be sad to exist like that, though. Living in two worlds, expecting, like, it's gotta be a mindset in which you are very fearful of.
And another thing that gets me is, like, say you're the kind of person that you can deal with that, and for 4 years you date somebody that you just, and it becomes so second nature to you that you're out when you're inside your house, but when you leave, you're not out anymore. You keep that common distance between you, so nobody thinks anything. You know, but what happens when
that's awful.
Yeah, but what, you can see how it would happen. You know, but what happens once that relationship gets to a certain level that you want to have a ceremony in front of your the people you love, your family and your friends, and
or
regardless,
kids, for God's sake.
Right, you're writing yourself off of if you choose to be with this person, or if you're the person who doesn't come out, you're writing those, you're taking those decisions and you're throwing them out the window, because you're never going to marry her.
Well, you might, but it's still going to be a lie.
Or nobody would know.
And the kids, what are you going to do when you bring them? That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, but you didn't do that.
No.
Good.
I sat there silently and
that's
just
highly,
was like...
That's highly inappropriate.
Yeah, dating dudes.
I would have had to walk away and never went back again.
I left so quick. It was, like, so annoying.
That would have made me want to punch somebody.
Of the thing, the repercussions of you being gay.
Some people just don't want to be looked at like that, and I don't understand that. Because you look even worse when you're queer than a $3 bill, and yet selfish, 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 selfish. Especially if you're in a relationship and you refuse to come out. It's very selfish.
Fully out. I'm talking wave your flag, jump up and down, say I'm queer. Have conversations with straight people
about
when
me.
They say, how was your day? You say, it was great, but someone called me a fag on the street.
Yeah.
Like, have those conversations.
Right.
Because those conversations are the fucking conversations that are going to fucking make straight people realize that we're human beings too. Like, you can't just treat us like dookie.
Dookie.
Dookie. A note to you closeted lesbians. Whether you are gay and you are just hiding from it and running from us lesbos on the street, or you're one of those women who have one foot in and one foot out, come out already. It's really not that bad. You're going to be so much happier. Seriously. It's not that bad. Take a Vicodin. What did the other ones say have?
Xanax.
A Xanax. Take something.
Go.
Take a pill.
Smoke
chill,
a
smoke
to.
A smoke a something, and chill the hell out. It's not that bad. It's kind of fun.
Put your big girl panties on and do it.
Put your big girl panties on and do it.
Strap it on.
Strap it on.
She flashes gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, call, 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 come with me. We'll be right back.
all of the Lizzie the Leslie excerpts can be found at LizzieTheLeslie.com. She has got some screensavers, some shirts, some background images that you can download and have fun with, as well as you can watch all of the videos. The videos that you heard here, all four of them, can be found there. Absolutely hilarious. Listen to it. It's really fucking funny. And that is at LizzieTheLeslie.com. That's it for Psycho Lesbian Podcast, Episode 3. Bye!
Psycho! Psycho! Psycho!